Yeah, cholesterol is a waxy fat-like substance, and it's made in our liver, actually. And I guess despite its bad rap, it's really important for just our general metabolism. It forms part of our cell walls. So it's really important. We really need cholesterol. However, I guess where we run into a bit of problems is when we get too much of that, as you said, bad cholesterol. And that increases our risk of having, you know, a stroke or developing heart disease.
What is the bad cholesterol? Is there one type? Is there a few types?
Yeah, so broadly speaking, we have two types of cholesterol. So we have our LDL cholesterol, and that's known as our bad cholesterol. And then we have our HDL cholesterol, which is our good cholesterol. So the LDL cholesterol we need to be mindful of is because what happens is if we have too much of this circulating in our blood, it lodges itself into our artery walls. And over time, it can build a plaque, and that plaque can restrict blood flow back to the heart. So that's where we run into issues with chest pain, heart disease, stroke, things like that. Whereas on the other hand, that HDL cholesterol, it kind of acts in the opposite way. And I kind of think of it like a bit of a garbage truck. It kind of comes in our arteries, removes the LDL from the wall, our artery wall, and it takes it back to liver. The liver breaks it down and excretes it as waste.
Does this have anything to do with when people say fatty arteries?
Yes. Yep. So that fatty artery is that deposit of the LDL cholesterol building up in the wall, creating that plaque. So yes, we need to be definitely very mindful of that.
How does someone know if they have high amounts of the bad type of cholesterol?
Yeah, so getting a blood test is the first place to start. I would say as a general guide, and if listeners have a pen and paper, maybe jot this down, but the LDL cholesterol, if you're looking at what we call like a lipid panel or your blood test results, we want that to be less than 3 mmol/L. If you're someone who is not at risk, and we'll get into risk factors in a second, but if you are someone who is at risk of cardiovascular disease, generally we're looking at LDL less than 2 mmol/L. So that's the LDL. The HDL, though, for everyone is just more than 1 mmol/L is what we're looking at on a blood test.
You said risk factors. So, yeah, tell me about that. What do people need to be aware of in that space?
Yeah, I think it's important to know that there's not any one single cause of having high cholesterol, but the risk factors, so we have what we call modifiable and non-modifiable. So our non-modifiable, or things that we can't change, is things like our age.
Genetics.
Can't do much like about that. Yep, genetics, so our family history. And then we have more of our modifiable, or things that we can change. So that includes, you know, smoking, having a high alcohol intake, lack of physical activity, if we're overweight, or if we are, I guess, classed as obese, and having an unhealthy diet. So they're the things that we do have a little bit more say in, and things that we want to work on if we want to be mindful of our cholesterol levels.
You're hearing from Taylor White this morning on ABC Northwest. We're talking for Wellness Wednesday, and this week it's all about cholesterol, of which we've now learned there are two types, good and bad. Let's say you get that blood test, you realise you've got high amounts of the bad type or just not where it needs to be. What's the next step?
Yeah, so the next step would be working on those risk factors. So if you are someone who smokes, it's, you know, reducing that or quitting smoking. It's improving the quality of your diet, maybe seeing a dietitian, limiting alcohol, getting outside and doing some more physical activity. And, you know, it might be, you know, getting some medications prescribed by your doctor. So something called statins, which, you know, works to reduce the level of cholesterol in the blood.
You're a dietitian, so I imagine food is where you would go to first. How does diet impact a person's cholesterol, potentially in ways they're not going to realise? It's very obvious if I'm going to the takeout, getting some deep fried things, I can assume that that's bad. But is there other ways that cholesterol can creep up?
Yeah, for sure. So if you're someone who doesn't have a lot of fibre in your diet, so fibre is generally something that we focus on with people with high cholesterol. And the reason is that fibre, particularly soluble fibre, it works in this really cool way where it actually binds to cholesterol in the digestive system, and therefore it actually prevents its reabsorption. So it excretes it from the body completely. So fibre is a really important thing. And if we're not having a lot of fibre, and we know people aren't eating enough fruits and vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts and seeds, that cholesterol can kind of creep up. So I guess foods that are high in soluble fiber would be, as I mentioned, the fruits and vegetables, things like rolled oats. So your porridge in the morning is a really good option. Beans, lentils, chucking them into curries and stews and things like that. Flax seeds. And so getting a little bit more of that in your diet and reaching for that 30 grams, which is what we're aiming for with fiber. Plant sterols, which is actually another thing that maybe not a lot of people know about. So plant sterols at the compound or molecular structure level are very similar to cholesterol. However, it's only found in plant foods. So the same foods that I just mentioned, so fruits, vegetables, you know, legumes, nuts and grains, and they can lower cholesterol naturally as well because similar to fiber, it binds and prevents that reabsorption. So really good to get some plant sterols in. There's also products in like Woolies and Coles that's actually fortified with plant sterols. So you might see it on the package, you know.
Yeah, we're not going to mention any brands, no. But you can get them and you mix them with water.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Yep. And then as you mentioned there, the takeaway. So we want to really replace foods that are high in saturated and trans fats with more of our healthy unsaturated fats. So, you know, your olive oils, avocado, oily fish, things like that.
Is there a chance that someone could have high cholesterol but without necessarily knowing, like there's no outward obvious signs that something's going on?
Absolutely, yeah. So having high cholesterol and cardiovascular disease is often called the silent killer. And unfortunately, what can happen is that the plaque that builds up in our arteries can happen over many, many years, and we don't experience any signs or symptoms, unfortunately, until it's too late. So we're either having a heart attack or we unfortunately pass away. And we may have not known at all that we had high cholesterol. So really important to see our GP at least every year, particularly if you're, you know, having some of those risk factors and if you feel healthy. Definitely good to chat to your GP.